He says, whom God hath raised up. Now look, this is the central theme of preaching through the book of Acts. You have raised up there in verse 24. You have raised up in verse 30. You have resurrection in verse 31. You have raised up in verse 32. This is constantly what the apostles in their preaching spoke to the people about, was the resurrection. The resurrection. Imagine that. They knew he was crucified. They saw he's placed in the tomb, and all of a sudden that tomb is empty. All of a sudden he's appearing to them. He's talking with them. They're looking at the nail marks in his hand where he was beaten beyond human recognition. It doesn't tell us what he appeared like when they saw him. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, the first time we see him, it says we're going to see a lamb with the marks of slaughter upon him. And they spent 40 days with him, talking with him. It's remarkable that Peter, now filled with the Spirit, is addressing those things. He says, whom God, you killed him, but God hath raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. He does something very interesting here in this verse. It says, whom God hath raised up, it says, God loosed the pains. That's a specific word for birth pains. Having loosed the birth pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it, of death. So it's in the word picture here, there's a struggle. You know, Christ dies physically on the cross. I believe he died eternally before that, in the 3 hours of darkness. And it says here, but it was impossible for death to hold him. The pains of death had to bring forth this Christ again. It was almost like somebody bringing forth a child. And death itself, you know, was in a situation it was never in before. He said it was impossible for death to hold him because, look, you know, he's going to say, right, my Holy One didn't seek corruption in the tomb for 3 days. I think about that. What normally happens to a human body in 3 days? We saw what happened to Lazarus in 4 days. He stunketh. Third day says that his physical frame didn't see corruption because he was spotless. He was out without blemish. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. There were things that were not in his nature of the fall that are in our nature. And some days, 3 days later, there's no corruption. It was impossible for that to happen, it said, because of who he was. And then he rose up and he showed us what the new model is going to be like. I'm getting more excited as time goes on. At 70, I'm more excited about the new model than I was at 30.